Riley says he didn't have the time to conduct a formal search for a new senior vice president for administration and fiscal affairs, given the number of issues that needed addressing now, including getting ready for the next state budget. So he hired former advisor to Governor Jim Doyle, Michael Morgan, for what he says would be an appointment lasting up to 3 years.
We didn't feel we wanted to take the time to do a 6 to 9 month national search at this point, just having done that 2 years ago. We wanted to get somebody in on an interim basis, and I want to emphasize this again as an interim appointment.
Republican State Representative Stephen Noss of Whitewater sent a letter to Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen saying Riley broke UW policy when he hired Morgan. Noss asked for an investigation. Van Hollen said the matter must be addressed by the UW Board of Regents because he doesn't have the statutory authority to investigate, although he did say it appeared the search did not follow Board of Regents guidelines. Board President Charles Pruitt says Riley did nothing wrong.
We have been doing the interim appointment process identical to the way we did the Michael Morgan process for the last 22 years. I mean, in the time that, for example, we had interim chancellors at UW La Crosse, UW Parkside.
Pruitt says the UW Board of Regents could look at the system's policies on hiring positions on an interim basis as soon as its August meeting. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.